The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for August 7th of 2026. The American economy lost jobs in July. The latest jobs report says the economy lost 24,000 jobs in July. That's not winning, everyone. That is losing. Heather Long, chief economist with Navy Federal, says the U.S. has created a paltry 26,000 jobs per month in the last year. Let me remind you, that's during the Trump regime. Heather Long also reports that some 2.1 million Americans have left the labor force since November. She says some of that is due to lower immigration numbers, you don't say, and some of that is attributable to millions feeling discouraged by the current job market. Wage growth is at its lowest point in 5 years when we were still recovering from COVID, and inflation is at 3.5%. Remember when Dear Leader Trump and his MAGA cult promised us that the best is yet to come? Hey, Michigan, are you feeling like we're in the golden age? Dear Leader Trump played the old populist game on the campaign trail by promising to drain the swamp and improve the lives of working class Americans. And he promised he could do that by cutting taxes for himself and for his fellow Epstein class members. He said he could do it by slashing Medicaid for millions of struggling families and by unleashing the ICE Gestapo to terrorize American streets by kidnapping people and having them disappeared. And if need be, killing some people. He ran as the no-war president, only to start war after war and to do whatever Israel's right-wing government tells him to do, which is why, hey, we're in the Iran war now. And that's led to higher gas prices, something that he said that he would get a handle on considering all the cash and bribes he received from the oil and gas industries. You would have also thought that the corporate tax cuts that Dear Leader and MAGA Republicans passed, and we're looking at you, Congressman Tom Barrett and Bill Huizenga and Lisa McClain, and yes, you, John James. You promised that passing corporate tax cuts would have been passed down to the working class, right? Doesn't seem like that's really working too well, except for the corporations. This is also the record. Michigan MAGA Republican Senate nominee Florida Mike Rogers has to defend this election year. And he'll try to do that since he's already called the working class voters out there who are complaining and who are upset about the economy as, quote, nuts. Does Florida Mike Rogers really sound like that he understands Michiganders? And maybe somebody in the Lansing press could ask Florida Mike if he agrees with Dear Leader, who says there is no affordability issue. And then, of course, there's Florida Mike's own crooked and corrupt record, which we'll get to later on. But Florida Mike Rogers is the epitome of why our politics are broken and why the game is rigged for the Epstein class. It's no wonder the working class is fed up with Trump, fed up with MAGA Republicans, and also fed up with corporate establishment moderate Democratic leaders. Their ways are not working. Their ways gave us what we've got right now. The working class is not being represented. And while corporate authoritarians continue to gain more power, white Christian nationalism within the government also keeps gaining power. What's the middle way there to try to fight back on this? How will the middle way, the safe way, fight back against this and win? The fascism of the Trump regime is something that we've never experienced before in this country, and that we are essentially giving carte blanche to big tech bro billionaires to run our lives points to a corporate authoritarianism that we have not seen in this country since maybe the robber baron days. Hell, these big tech bros make the robber barons seem kind of quaint. You want to understand why progressive working-class doctor Abdul Al-Sayed won his Democratic Senate primary race on Tuesday in Michigan? I just gave you a big understanding just now. Americans are pissed, and they are rightly scared. They see their taxpayer money being lost to Elon Musk, being lost to Betsy DeVos in Michigan, and being given away to DTE and Consumers Energy, which owns all of Lansing just about, and they're tired of seeing their taxpayer money going to Israel. They see opportunities slipping away, and they see how little power they truly have. Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed overcame improbable odds to pull off one of the greatest upset victories in political history. AIPAC alone spent around $30 million to back his Democratic opponent, Haley Stevens. And for those of you saying he's got to stop talking about Israel, well, then when is AIPAC going to stop caring about our elections here in Michigan? Yet despite that $30 million AIPAC spent, Dr. Abdul prevailed. He won. AIPAC, by the way, is promising to spend ungodly amounts of cash on Florida Mike Rogers' campaign, which is why so many of us in the working class, so many working class progressives like myself, were upset at Haley Stevens and frustrated at Haley Stevens for accepting that kind of cash from AIPAC, because AIPAC loves spending money on getting Republicans into office, since Republicans are the ones who love spending more of our money on Israel and Israel's wars. Abdul Al-Sayed won because he believes in helping the American working class first and foremost. He wants to help the children of America first and foremost. Abdul Al-Sayed won because he wants to abolish ICE. Dr. Abdul won because he wants to take money out of politics, which it seems like a majority of Michiganders want to do with the Mop Up Michigan Ballot Initiative. Dr. Abdul also wants to be a voice for Medicare for All in the Senate so that people aren't beholden to a job for decent medical care for their families. See, when you take all of those issues right there, those are popular issues with the working class. They poll very, very well. And so to paraphrase liberal talk show host John Fugelsang, if you look at Dr. Abdul's campaign ideas and compare them with Florida Mike's, you tell me which one is the most pro-American, which one is the most pro-family, which one is the most pro-working class, and which one is most likely to align with Jesus' teachings. Michigan MAGA Republicans, the Trump regime, and MAGA influencers and Fox News will fixate on Dr. Abdul's name, his religion, and where some of his family came from. Because they understand there's nothing left to do but to appeal to pure Islamophobia and to the racists. That's the MAGA Republican way. That's the Florida Mike Rogers way. And corporate America prefers it that way because, you see, that allows them to gain more power from it. The more that we're divided, the more powerful they become. But as Sam Rosenthal from Truth Out wrote here this week, working class Michiganders said, Michigan is not for sale. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Lions and go Tigers and take the battle to them.